Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Victory Network Radio Station, where we're transforming the nation with the Word of God, with our host prophetess, Sherita Berry.
Hallelujah. We give God the praise, we give him the glory, and we give him the honor on today, for truly this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in him. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in him. Glory to God. I'm Apostle Prophetess Sherita Berry. Glory to God. Welcome to Daily Devotion. Glory to God. Right here on Spreaker, BTR. Glory to God. iHeartRadio and Spotify. Glory to God. I just give God the praise and I give him glory and I give him honor on today. For truly, God is an awesome God. And we just give him praises and glory on today. And we acknowledge him on today for who he is. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus, he's the God of a second chance. He's the God, the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. Glory to God. And we just worship him and we glorify him and we magnify him on today. In the name of Jesus, come on, let's worship him. Come on, let's praise him. Come on, let's give him glory. Let's give him honor on today in the name of Jesus, because glory and honor belongs to him. Yes, it does. Glory and honor belongs to the Lord. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. All glory, our honor belongs to him, and we worship him on today. He's, you know what? People of God, I want to let you know, you know, we are all seeking God and believing God for a miracle. Yes, we are. We believe in God for a miracle. But I'm here to tell you on this afternoon, glory to God, that you got a miracle this morning. We all had got a miracle on this morning. Glory to God. And you know what the miracle was on this morning? God woke us up this morning. He opened our eyes up on this morning. He breathed the breath of life into our lungs on this morning. He gave us the activity, mobility of our limbs on this morning. That's right. He gave us life on this morning. Glory to God. He gave us life on this morning. Isn't it something? That the miracle we received on this morning was life more abundantly. Glory to God. God saw fit to wake all of us up on this morning. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, God. He saw fit to wake all of us up on this morning. Glory to God. Yes, he did. He woke you and I up on this morning. Glory to God. He gave us another chance to come before him, to repent, to turn from our wicked ways, to acknowledge him in the name of Jesus, to seek his face in the name of Jesus, to glorify him and to magnify him and to worship him in spirit and in truth. Let me tell you something. God is good. Yes, he is. God is good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is good. He is good. He is good. Yes, he is. He is good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He is good. He is a good God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He is a good God. And we worship him and we praise him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. For those that are here on this afternoon, if you have a prayer request, you can email SheritaBrightMinistries@outlook.com, SheritaBrightMinistries@outlook.com, or you can visit the website by going to www.V as in Victor, P as in Paul, I as in Ice Cream, M as in Mary, S as in Sam, B as in Ball, .weebly.com. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus. Or you can call 641-715-3900, extension 884-230-POUND. Once again, extension 884-230-POUND. And you can leave your prayer request via the voicemail. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Know that we have daily devotion, glory to God, with prayer and Bible scripture, glory to God, every Monday, Wednesday, and Sunday at 3 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. Eastern Central Standard Time. Today, our scripture reading will be Genesis, the 38th chapter from the KJV, in the name of Jesus. Some people might be saying, what is KJV? King James Version. Glory to God, in the name of Jesus. We just honor God on today, and we give him glory, and we give him honor on today. For truly, God is an awesome God. He's a great God. He's a just God, and he is a mighty God, in the name of Jesus. And we worship him in spirit and in truth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Come on, let's worship him. Let's go into worship. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, let's worship him. Come on, let's praise him. Come on, let's worship him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, let's worship him. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, let's worship him. Hallelujah. Come on, let's worship him. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, let's worship him. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Now, glory to God. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, let's worship him. Come on, let's praise him on this afternoon. Come on, let's give him glory. Let's give him honor on this afternoon. We have some technical difficulties. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But nevertheless, we're going to worship him on this evening. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on, let's worship him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Glory. Hallelujah. Come on, let's worship him. Now the power by your spirit, God. Sing your spirit, God. Not by might, not by power, by your spirit, God. Sing your spirit, God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Spirit God, sing your spirit God. God, not by might, not by power. Come on, glory to God. You called us out, out of the darkness, into your love, into your light. Grace upon grace, beauty for ashes. You come to us, we come alive. We stand in awe of you. We stand in awe of you. Not by might, not by power, by your spirit, God. Send your spirit, God. Not by might, not by power, by your spirit, God. Send your spirit, God. Not by might, not by power, by your spirit, God. Send your spirit, God. Come on, let's worship him. Come on, let's give him glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, let's worship him. Come and breathe on my spirit. Breathe. Come and breathe on us. Hallelujah. Let's worship him. Come and breathe on us, Spirit, breathe. Come and breathe on us. Hallelujah, let's worship him. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Come on, let's worship him. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come and breathe on us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, let's worship him. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come and breathe. Glory, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus.
We stand in awe of you. We stand in awe of you.
Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah.
We stand in awe of you. Not by might, not by power, by your spirit, God. Sing your spirit, God.
Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Not by might, not by power, by your spirit, God. Sing your spirit, God. Not by might, nor by power. Sing your spirit, God. Sing your spirit, God. Not by might, not by power. Hallelujah, by your spirit, God. Grace upon grace, beauty for ashes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He brought us out of darkness into the light. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We give him glory and we give him honor on today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Welcome everyone on today. Glory to God. To our daily devotion, glory to God. We're here every Monday, Wednesday, and Sundays at 3 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. Eastern Central Standard Time. Glory to God. That is Monday, Wednesday, and Sundays at 3 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. Eastern Central Standard Time. And once again, I am Apostle Prophetess Sherita Berry. Glory to God. We're giving God the glory. We're giving him the honor on today. But truly, God is great, and he is greatly to be praised. We worship him in spirit and in truth. Glory to God. If you have a prayer request, you can email SheritaBrightMinistries@outlook.com, SheritaBrightMinistries@outlook.com, or you can visit the website by going to ministries.weebly. Glory to God. Or you can contact the ministry phone number at 641-715-3900. That's 641-715-3900, extension 88-4230#. Glory to God. And leave your prayer request via the voicemail. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Genesis, the 38th chapter. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Going to do a little bit different here on this afternoon. Glory to God than Monday. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So please bear with us on today. Glory to God.
And Genesis 38. And it came to pass at that time that Judah went down from his brethren and turned into a certain Adullamite whose name was Hira. And Judah saw there a daughter of a certain Canaanite whose name was Shua. And he took her and went in unto her, and she conceived and bare a son. And he called his name Er. And she conceived again and bare a son. She called his name Onan. And she yet again conceived and bare a son, and called his name Shelah. And he was at Chazib when she bare him. And Judah took a wife for Er, his firstborn, whose name was Tamar. And Er, Judah's firstborn, was wicked in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord slew him. And Judah said unto Onan, Go in unto thy brother's wife, and marry her, and raise up seed to thy brother. And Onan knew that the seed should not be his. And it came to pass, when he went in unto his brother's wife, that he spilled it on the ground, lest that he should give seed to his brother. And the thing which he did displeased the Lord, wherefore he slew him also. Then said Judah to Tamar, his daughter-in-law, Remain a widow at thy father's house, till Shelah my son be grown. For he said, Lest peradventure he die also, as his brethren did. And Tamar went and dwelt in her father's house. And in process of time, the daughter of Shua, Judah's wife, died. And Judah was comforted and went up unto his sheepshearers to Timnath, he and his friend Hira, the Adullamite. And it was told Tamar, saying, Behold, thy father-in-law goeth up to Timnath to shear his sheep. And she put her widow's garments off from her, and covered her with a veil, and wrapped herself, and sat in an open place, which is by the way to Timnath. For she saw that Shelah was grown, and she was not given unto him to wife. When Judah saw her, he thought her to be an harlot, because she had covered her face. And he turned unto her by the way, and said, Go to, I pray thee, let me come in unto thee. For he knew not that she was his daughter-in-law. And she said, What wilt thou give me, that thou mayest come in unto me? And he said, I will send thee a kid from the flock. And she said, Wilt thou give me a pledge, till thou send it? And he said, What pledge shall I give thee? And she said, Thy signet, and thy bracelets, and thy staff that is in thine hand. And he gave it her, and came in unto her. And she conceived by him. And she arose and went away, and laid by her veil from her, and put on the garments of her widowhood. And Judah sent the kid by the hand of his friend the Adullamite to receive his pledge from the woman's hand, but he found her not. Then he asked the men of that place, saying, Where is the harlot that was openly by the wayside? And they said, There was no harlot in this place. And he returned to Judah and said, I cannot find her. And also the men of the place said that there was no harlot in this place. And Judah said, Let her take it to her, lest we be shamed. Behold, I sent this kid, and thou hast not found her. And it came to pass about 3 months after that it was told Judah, saying, Tamar, thy daughter-in-law, hath played the harlot, and also, behold, she is with child by whoredom. And Judah said, Bring her forth, and let her be burnt. When she was brought forth, she sent to her father-in-law, saying, By the man whose these are, am I with child. And she said, Discern, I pray thee, whose are these? The signet, and bracelets, and staff. And Judah acknowledged them, and said, She hath been more righteous than I, because that I gave her not to Shelah my son. And he knew her again no more. And it came to pass in the time of her travail that, behold, twins were in her womb. And it came to pass when she travailed that the one put out his hand, and the midwife took and bound upon his hand a scarlet thread, saying, This came out first. And it came to pass as he drew back his hand that, behold, his brother came out. And she said, How hast thou broken forth? This breach be upon thee. Therefore his name was called Perez. And afterward came out his brother that had the scarlet thread upon his hand, and his name was called Zerah.
We just got finished listening to the audio of Genesis, the 38th chapter from the KJV, King James Version Bible. Glory to God. Let us go into prayer. God, I thank you for bringing us here today. Do not take this day lightly, Lord God, as I come before you, humbling myself with a heart of repentance. Bound up to be God, asking for forgiveness. I've done anything knowing, unknowing. I cancel every curse, hex, vex, or spell, every spiritual wickedness in high places, demonic activity, prince of Persia, prince of policies, rulers of darkness, every imp, in the name of Jesus. And we cast it into the abyss from once they came, in the name of Jesus. We render them powerless to confuse the language, in the name of Jesus. We cancel every assignment, every witch doctor, voodoo doctor, witches, alchemy, those that spellcasters, enchanters, those that practice dark magic, those that practice magic, in the name of Jesus, dark magic, in the name of Jesus. Those that astral plane and astral protect, in the name of Jesus. Soothsayers, in the name of Jesus. Psychics, mediums, necromancers, in the name of Jesus. We cancel their assignment on this afternoon, in the name of Jesus. We render them powerless, on the name of Jesus. We cancel every assignment, every diabolical assignment of every diabolical plot and plan from the enemy, in the name of Jesus. Coming from the north, south, east, and west, the northwest, the south, east, in the name of Jesus. And we render them powerless and confuse the language in the name of Jesus. We cancel every assignment of spirit of backlash, retaliation, vindication, deceit and deception, torture, torment, spirits of torment in the name of Jesus, spirits of mischief, mayhem. We cancel that assignment on today in the name of Jesus. We render them powerless. We confuse the language in the name of Jesus. We cancel every assignment of malice, madness, strife, bitterness, angerness, unforgiveness, resentment, hatred, pride, greed, in the name of Jesus, lawfulness, in the name of Jesus, lust, bestiality, homosexuality, perversion, in the name of Jesus, incest, in the name of Jesus, adultery, in the name of Jesus. We cancel their assignments on today in the name of Jesus. We render them powerless. We confuse the language in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We shut down first and second heaven in the name of Jesus. We seal up every portal, every point of entry, every access point, every door, every window, every cracky crevices, the atmosphere, any means of transportation, every direction. We seal it shut with the blood of Jesus Christ. God, we thank you for this earth that you have given unto us. We pray for the inhabitants of this earth in the name of Jesus. God, we pray for the sick and the shut in. We declare and we decree and we make this declaration of miracles of healing on this afternoon in the name of Jesus. God, we pray for those that are mourning. We pray the spirit of peace and suppressed understanding will comfort them, that will wrap its arms around them in the name of Jesus. God, we pray for the economical system. We pray for our educational system. We pray for the governmental system. We pray for governmental leaders globally. We pray for our young people globally. We pray for first responders globally. We pray for healthcare workers globally. We pray for essential workers globally. In the name of Jesus, we pray for every scientist in America, every scientist abroad globally. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. We pray for those that work at the airports, and stewardess and pilots in the name of Jesus, God. Cover them and protect them, Lord God. We pray for the UK in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We declare and we decree miracles of healing to sweep across that region. We pray for every state that has high levels of COVID-19. We pray for those that are in the hospital due to COVID-19. In the name of Jesus, we pray for miracles of healing. In the name of Jesus, those that are on a respirator, miracles of healing. We pray for those in the labor and delivery, miracles of healing. In the name of Jesus, God, touch mother and child. In the name of Jesus, God, I pray for my family and my children, my grandchildren, my mother, my sisters and brothers and nieces and nephews and cousins and aunts and uncles. I pray for those that are here on today, their husband, their wives, their children, their grandchildren, their great-grandchildren, their nieces and nephews and sisters and brothers, grandparents if they're still alive. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we pray for our friends, Lord God, and also, God, we pray for our enemies on today. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you for closing doors that no man can reopen, and I thank you for opening doors that no man can shut. God, I pray right now for signs, miracles, and wonders, supernatural, ridiculous blessings overtake us on today. I thank you for taking care of our everyday need, Lord God, our daily need. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for giving us the miracle on this morning of life everlasting, breath everlasting, the activity and mobility of our limbs. In the name of Jesus, and I pray for those families whose loved ones did not wake up to see today. We pray for comfort. We pray for peace. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you, Lord God, as we pray right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God, because we understand that you are still in control. In the name of Jesus, and your word changes not. In the name of Jesus, you're the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. You're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. You said you're the I am that I am. In the name of Jesus. And God, on this afternoon, I make this declaration. I declare and I decree, and I speak it into the atmosphere over everyone that is present and those that will come back later on to listen. In the name of Jesus, over this earth, over your sons and daughters, Psalms 118 and 17, Psalms 91 verses 1 through 2, Psalms 93, Psalms 24, Psalms 27, Hebrews 11 and 1, Isaiah 55 and 11, Jeremiah 29, 11, in the name of Jesus. And God, Isaiah 62 and 3, in the name of Jesus. God, I speak those scriptures right now in the name of Jesus in the atmosphere and the name of Jesus over your sons and daughters over this earth in the name of Jesus. God, I declare and I decree it in the name of Jesus. God, I ask, Lord God, to show us how to walk by faith and not by sight. Show us how to fight the good fight of faith, to trust in you the more, to lean to you, God, to your understanding, to your knowledge, to your wisdom, not understanding, knowledge, and wisdom of the things that you do for us. But knowledge, wisdom, understanding of your word, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, open our eyes and open our ears so we can see and hear what it is that you need us to see and hear in this season. God, I thank you for touching the blinded eyes so they can see. God, I thank you for touching the deaf ears so they can hear. I thank you for touching those that cannot speak, but Lord God, and unmuting their voice, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for raising those up in this hour to come forth to speak, to declare and decree and proclaim liberty to the captives that are bound in the name of Jesus. God, move on today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, whatever you're doing in this earth, God, don't do it without us, God. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you for your angels that you're assigned to our life to serve, to protect, and to cover us and to fight and war on our behalf. I thank you for your dunamis power. I thank you for your consuming fire that's moving across the land, that's lighting up everything that is unclean, ungodly, unholy, that's abominates to your eyesight, ear gates, and nostrils. God, I thank you for your unmerited favor, your gracious, your mercy, your loving kindness that follows us all the days of our life. In the name of Jesus, we pray for those that are going into the operating room right now. God, I ask that you guide the doctors and the nurses' hands. In the name of Jesus, God, I pray for those that just came out of surgery. In the name of Jesus, speed of recovery, no infections. In the name of Jesus, God, thank you for those that went to the doctor and they received a bad report, but I thank you, God, for the good report in the name of Jesus, God. I thank you, God, for healing is that portion, God, in this lifetime, in the next time, in the next life, God, in the eternal life, God. So I thank you, God, for those that are healed in the name of Jesus here in the earthly realm and those that have transitioned into their healing in their eternal life. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you. God, I praise you. I give you glory and I give you honor as I seal this prayer with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name I say amen. Glory to God. We thank those that joined us on this afternoon in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We give God praise. We give him glory. We give him honor. In the name of Jesus, I want to ask you all as you go into prayer throughout the day or throughout the hour, glory to God. And when you go before the throne room of grace, before God in prayer each and every day, to remember to pray for our young people, to pray for our economical system, pray for our financial system, pray for the governmental system, pray for world leaders globally in the name of Jesus. Pray for our pray for the educational system in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Pray for those that are in a sick and a shut in. Glory to God, because there are so many people that are sick and that are shut in their home, the elderly. Glory to God, those that they just can't get out, and just I want to ask you all to just pray. Glory to God, pray for them and cover them in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That God comforts them in the time that they're going through. So many people are going through, glory to God, those that are sick and can't get out, they're going through emotionally and mentally. And I ask God on today that he will touch their mind, touch their heart, touch their body in the name of Jesus. Touch somebody to go and check on those that are sick and a shut in. If you know somebody that's in a nursing home, even if you don't even know somebody, go take the time out to visit the nursing home. If you can't, you know, some nursing homes are letting people in, some are not. Hey, glory to God, just drive up to a nursing home, sit outside, and just begin to pray for them, people that's in the nursing home. Pray for those nurses that work in those nursing homes, because, you know, we just need to pray for them. You know, some of them are in there and have not seen their families since the pandemic began. And I can imagine how they're feeling, how their family is feeling. You know, some of them have seen their family, not able to touch them physically, only talk to them through the windows or on the phone, but they're used to seeing their family visits physically, in person, but now they can't do that because of the pandemic. So I ask you all to pray for the families that have loved ones in nursing homes. Pray for those that are nursing homes. Pray for the nurses. Pray for our healthcare workers, nurses and doctors and even those that be in the hospital, security guards, because they work in the hospital. Police, some police officers work in the hospital. You have hospital social workers that work in the hospital. You have those that clean up the hospital. You know, pray for them. Pray for them because they're on the front line and they see what's going on. We don't. We only see what the news portray, but if you can just pray for them, say a prayer when you go before God on today. Pray for first responders, EMTs and police officers and those that are firemen, because they're on the front line each and every day. Glory to God. Pray for scientists around the world globally. Glory to God. If you have a prayer request, you can email SharitaBrayMinistries@outlook.com, SharitaBrayMinistries@outlook.com, or you can contact 641-715-3900, extension 88423 OPAM, extension 88423 OPAM, or you can visit the website to submit your prayer request at www.VisionVictorPisionPaul.com/ICEcreamInTheMaryMinistries. Glory to God. Weebly.com. Glory to God. We give God the praise and we give him the glory and we give him the honor. I am Apostle Prophetess Sharita Berry, and I want to thank you all for tuning in on today to Daily Devotion. We're here every Monday, Wednesday, and Sunday at 3 p.m. East Central, 4 p.m. Eastern Central Standard Time. Be blessed of the Lord.